1 year ago today, 17 people were shot and killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The shooting sparked a nationwide movement of students demanding stricter gun laws. In Utah, more than 8,000 people participated in the March for Our Lives protest that followed the Florida massacre. KUER's Julia Ritchie spoke with Noah Blumenthal, a senior at Roland Hall High School and local organizer of Utah's March for Our Lives on the anniversary. They talked about what, if anything, has changed in the year since.
What I've noticed recently is that our elected officials have been more open to meeting with us, but not necessarily more responsive. There hasn't been a lot of substantial change that we've observed yet.
You were at a hearing with a conservative lawmaker, Representative Corey Malloy, who introduced a resolution saying Utah has enough gun laws and we should just be enforcing them in order to prevent violence. Do you agree with him?
I guess I agree and disagree with the way that you just framed that bill, because I agree that that Utah does have gun laws and that we should be enforcing them. However, I disagree that there are enough. He was talking about responsible ownership. He was talking about safe storage. And when I heard safe storage, I thought it was just so interesting because Utah has incredibly minimal safe storage laws. We don't have any regulations really on how people keep or carry their guns. And what we do have is incredibly limited. And Representative Malloy is right in that it's not really being enforced. And so the counterargument that we wanted to bring up is that we wanted to talk about how it affects young people. Ultimately, what we see is we see a demographic trend. We are seeing an increase in gun deaths in Utah, and specifically an increase in suicides. And we note that a lot of suicide deaths are the result of firearms. Our goal is to reduce that as a whole, and I think that it should be the goal of the entire Utah legislature and of any governmental legislative body to try to reduce the amount of harm, self-harm, mental health issues by simply instituting laws that will reduce the probability that somebody has access to a firearm while they're in the same state in which they might be hurting themselves or one another.
Do you have more success if you reframe the issue away from the actual weapon itself?
Absolutely. What we've found in our lobbying, you know, for as long as we've been doing it, which is a short time, if our arguments are based around it doesn't really affect typical gun owners who are responsible, who are trained, who know how to use their guns, then we find that it does much better. The other thing I would say about House Joint Resolution 7 is it's about the conversation that we have about gun control, which is unfortunate because, frankly, if it does have some bearing, people ask for ideological consistency between people who voted one way in House Joint Resolution 7 and those who voted another way. And frankly, it goes against a March for Lives mission statement that we try to address gun control issues with complexity and with nuance, and the idea that any policy concerning the way that Americans own and Utahns own lethal weapons or just weapons of any kind is so deeply complex. You know, we have to consider an individual's rights, their individual's abilities to do different things, while also considering public safety and how we balance those. These are such complicated issues that vary from case to case, from state to state, from city to city, from, you know, individual to individual.
Is this a movement with legs? So much of the time, movements can form after a horrific event and then they fade from the public consciousness. We are now at a year anniversary here of the Parkland High School shooting. Will this continue to be in the front of the public's mind?
It's a major milestone for our movement because that is kind of what sparked our movement. However, I like to interpret the movement differently, because if we interpret this movement as simply something that's coming from a single shooting in a single place, it loses a lot of its influence. I believe what makes this movement unique, powerful, and special is that it is about student activism and students being involved in the civil process, in integrating the way that young people think about social issues to the way that young people interact with civic issues. We are focused on creating change beyond just this one shooting, that we are about young people being involved in the government to better the lives of everyone.